have to do it. I just haven't gotten around to it because I'm so lazy, but I got to check my history on that song. I do believe the origin of Devil Inside from NXS had to do with Sun Devil Stadium in Tempe, Arizona.
What?
Because that was their mascot, the Sun Devil, and he looked like a devil holding a little pitchfork.
Huh.
And they would cover it up on Sundays when they had church in the Sun Devil Stadium. They would cover up all the devils. So Michael got a hold of that from NXS. He heard about it, and he's like, well,
he wrote the Devil Inside. That's pretty great.
Yeah, that's the story I heard. I want to believe it.
I think you're making that up.
I want to believe.
It's KLOS. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
I love clouds like this.
Yeah, it is a beautiful day.
Beautiful.
I have to admit.
Even with the sun, you have to admit it's beautiful.
A possibility of some showers. That keeps me interested. It keeps me in the game.
But the sun is great. That's what we're saying. That's what we're both saying.
No, no, no. I'll ante up again because of the clouds.
Let's talk about Gibby 5, shall we?
Yeah, you know, one of these days, humans are going to settle the moon. You know, they will be eventually, you know, living on the moon. And when you got a bunch of humans together, you're definitely going to have a bar. You're going to have a pub.
Okay.
In the bar, they're going to have to play music. Clearly, they'll play some classic music. So I'm thinking, what space-age songs do we know now that in 50 years they'll be playing in that bar on the moon? Space Odyssey, David Bowie leaps to mind.
So you're saying, give me five, we're going to pick songs that 50 years from now will be playing in a bar on the moon.
Yes.
Okay.
Space-age music.
That's simple.
That's classic rock by that time. What is this? Really old stuff. That's crappy. It's horrible.
We have People Are Dumb on the way.
Nice. Good to know.
We're going to talk about in the 4 o'clock hour, You Were Too High.
Does it have to do with Snoop?
Maybe.
Who apparently has decided he's been too high for too long?
That's the word.
That is the weirdest news I've heard in my life.
Yeah, it is.
I was like, what?
We're going to talk about it because it seems not possible.
What?
Well done.
That can't be right.
One American dollar on the way.
And
what is Brown Friday? We'll find out next.
Excuse me?
On 95.5 KLOS. Plus
$5,800
for the KLOS name game.
We'll have you play sometime between now and 4 for $5,800. So what? It ain't a 2 for Tuesday. There's two in a row from Bob with and without his lead balloon. That last one just sort of vanished. Fell off the face of the earth. Such a good solo song.
I like that. It's a good vibe.
In the mood, Robert Plant there.
Why do plumbers call the day after Thanksgiving Brown Friday?
Oh, no. No. You know, you asked just, 10 minutes ago, what does Brown Friday mean? And I didn't know. And then as soon as you put it like that, oh, my God.
Yep. Thanksgiving is a week from today.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow,
that's crazy.
A week from tomorrow is Black Friday.
Or,
unless you're a plumber, in which case it's Brown Friday. Now, here's my favorite thing. Here's a news report where they do everything they can to minimize the toilet part of the equation.
Of Brown Friday.
Right. And just talk about plumbing in general.
Oh, why? Just dig in.
Ooh.
I'm not sure why.
I don't know.
We have some audio here.
Yeah, here it is.
News report talking about
Thanksgiving dinner. Might be the biggest meal you eat all year.
It's brown. It's plumbing. It's dirty. It's greasy. It's everything you don't want to have to mess with.
It's inspection day at this home in Overland Park as the family inside prepares for the Thanksgiving holiday.
Hi there. I'm River with Anthony Plumbing.
Answering the call is service plumber River Banks.
Oh, poor River Banks.
Right?
She doesn't want to get in and dig that out.
She's doing pre-work, though. She's doing pre-Thanksgiving work to make sure that everything's tip top.
I'd see, like, if Grandpa's sitting over in the corner, I'd be like, no.
Just a no on him in general.
Yeah, going to have to leave.
Even can be very hard on your plumbing system.
She's checking the home's plumbing system. A routine day compared to what's to come this Friday.
Brown Friday is the busiest plumbing day of the year.
That is just,
it's the busiest plumbing day of the year. It's all your plumbing. It's the whole system at once. We call it Brown Friday for no reason whatsoever, except it's all of your plumbing, including your kitchen sink and other things.
I guess that's true, too.
Plumbers with Anthony Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling say calls on Brown Friday increased by 40 to 50%.
Wow. Wow.
Imagine who knew that plumbers were so miserable the day after Thanksgiving.
Plumbers, we are very sorry. I can happily say I've never had to call a plumber on Brown Friday, at least. At least there's that.
Bar that the guy have either?
No.
No.
Ah, well done.
No,
we don't have huge family gatherings, though. I suppose that's part of it.
Yeah. Do that
we just
sometimes.
Sit there alone with the light off by ourselves.
Most of them are because of clogged drains.
Either your toilet has backed up, your kitchen has backed up from all the extra food.
Let's move right on. Your kitchen, every other pipe. Look, we threw in toilets, sure. That's in there. But let's talk about all the rest of your pipes.
I mean, the garbage disposal in the kitchen can also be problematic.
But right? Not like your toilet.
You want to put as little down your drain as you possibly can.
That's always true.
Sure.
You know, I find that's
true in the toilet as well.
Especially nothing hard, like bones.
Oh, man.
In the kitchen, she means.
No,
I don't know what you're thinking.
Oh,
nothing too fibrous.
I was thinking maybe you just really didn't get along with your uncle and you're trying to flush him away.
Too fibrous, like celery or potato peels.
Banks says if you notice your toilets, sinks, or drains starting to back up, give them time to settle before using them again.
Hopefully it will drain down. And if it doesn't, by all means, do not continue using that plumbing fixture.
All right, so now that's the news feature that they ran on Channel 5.
Right.
Now there's one news anchor that is stuck on the fact that they are pretty much skipping over the fact that it's called Brown Friday for a reason. And
right.
He's like, I don't understand why it's called that. He's calling them out on not explaining it whatsoever.
Megan, I'm confused.
Don't be confused.
I'm confused. Yeah. Nothing in that story explained why they call it Brown Friday.
I think they made it up. And yeah. I think we bit because it's catchy and people watched because of it.
Okay.
Right? Did you not pay attention more? If I would have
I paid attention. I did pay attention, but nothing in it suggested why they call it Brown Friday.
Right. And the details are really crappy.
The weatherman with the punchline.
Yeah. So if I win what we're about to do,
yeah,
can I go ahead and take this $5,800 that's sitting here?
No, they're two different things.
No, no, come on. Let's just trade them. Sure, yeah.
You get a shot at that.
I think everybody would be happy with a dollar if they won the name game.
And then in about 10, 15 minutes, we're going to do the KLOS name game, and that's $5,800.
No, it's $5,800 for me, $1 for you. $5,800 is what I need. Yeah, see, you sang it.
All right, here we go. The 10 busiest airports during Thanksgiving.
Oh.
In the United States.
Are you traveling this year?
No.
I avoided it at all costs.
Same.
I will not.
I think a lot of people do, but if you look at a list of the days that are the busiest for airports, it's almost all around Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yep.
Almost all of them.
Especially Thanksgiving for some reason. Probably because it's a long weekend would be my guess.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I just...
But even like the Friday before Thanksgiving is a huge problem. Like tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Wow, insane. I don't know. I just, it's not worth it. I mean, I know a lot of people have absolutely no choice, but.
Yeah, you do what you have to do, but yeah, this is a rough time to be on a plane.
I guess I'll go with the one that made famous in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, Chicago O'Hare. That's got to be pretty busy.
Chicago O'Hare.
Yes.
Is number two.
Yeah, that's nasty. That's terrible. JFK in New York City. Well, outside of New York City.
JFK.
Yeah, flown out of there a few times. It's always
correct. That's number six.
I know Dallas-Fort Worth is a hub. I would imagine that's probably pretty busy.
Let me look. Dallas-Fort Worth is correct. You got three out of three.
Los Angeles International Airport is a disaster. Yeah! Woo! Yamaha Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Spend one American dollar at Yamaha. You don't have to take a plane to get to. And maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamaha.com.
That was hard on my earphones. Listening to you yell over that.
I saw your actual headphones rattling while I was...
Here we go. The top 10 busiest airports during Thanksgiving.
Avoid these at all costs.
Number 10, Atlanta.
Atlanta. Sure.
Number 9, Dallas-Fort Worth. You got.
Yep.
Number 8, Newark Liberty International, Newark, New Jersey.
Have you ever flown out of Newark?
I've not.
It's kind of quick because it's fun coming into the city because you get a long view of the city coming in.
Right. Driving?
But
or flying, you mean?
No, driving. When you drive from the airport. But what a pain in the ass airport it is.
Number 7, Orlando.
Okay.
Number 6, JFK, you got.
Yep.
Number 5, Boston Logan.
Oh, okay. All right.
Number 4, surprised me, Denver International.
Oh, really? Yeah. I would never guess.
Are they a hub for one of the major airlines or something?
West.
Number 3, San Francisco.
You know, I lived almost right next door to SFO one time.
Did you really? What a nightmare.
Wow, it was indeed.
Wow.
You could hear it screaming all night long. It was terrible.
Number 2, you got Chicago O'Hare.
Yep.
And number 1, LAX.
Really? LAX is the busiest?
It's the busiest.
Really?
At Thanksgiving.
Huh.
So
wow.
Good luck, everybody.
I suppose this is the wrong attitude, of which I've been accused many times.
What?
But I don't really care too much about the Grammys, generally.
Right.
Nevertheless, that song right there from the Foo Fighters is nominated for Best Rock Song of the Year.
Love it.
Foo Fighters rescued, and I think that's awesome. I'm very happy for those guys. The crazy thing is, so is the Rolling Stones for Angry.
That's bizarre.
So kind of got a fight going on here on the air. Fight between those two.
That is kind of weird.
It is weird, right?
As is this next post. Snoop Dogg uses social media very often for jokes.
Love him.
To be funny. He's got a great sense of humor.
Hilarious dude.
He posted a picture, and it says, after much consideration and conversation with my family, I've decided to give up smoke.
Not only did I see this, but I had so many people send it to me because they know I kind of like...
Please respect my privacy at this time. And then it's signed Snoop Dogg.
I was like thinking, is it like in Canada? Is this April Fool's Day or something? Is there some place?
Because that's the tone of Snoop's social media is to play pranks on people.
And
if this is real, we don't mean to make fun of it.
No, of course not.
However, it can't be
real. Yeah.
Snoop's been smoking since he was one.
Before he was born, somehow.
You know what I mean?
Like, he was actually getting some sort of infusion before he was born. I mean, I gotta say, I think everybody who drinks and smokes and does the whatever comes to periods of time where they decide, I need to back off.
Of course.
I need to maybe even stop completely. And I couldn't support that more.
Right.
Especially when you have to. And we've had friends.
Snoop got to that point when he was five.
I mean, I've gotten to a point where I'm like, I'm not gonna smoke as much. I have to think, though, Snoop, I was just saying that in a week, I probably smoke as much as he, or the other way around, he probably smokes as much in a week as I do in a year.
Right, exactly.
So I can't see not coming back around for a little puff here and there, you know?
But
maybe it's just too much. Maybe he's just reached.
Have you ever been too high, by the way?
Oh, my God. Of course.
Yeah.
Yes. Actually, you know, one time I was too high with you. I wonder if you remember this. We went to see...
Was I high as well? Because that'll determine whether I remember.
I don't think so. Okay. I don't know. We went to see Blade Runner at the Chinese in Hollywood.
Okay.
We met there. And so I got there...
Did we hold hands?
Of course.
Okay.
And I got there way early, as I always do. So I decided to go back to the car. I had my tickets and smoked out. And it just hit, man. It just hit in that certain whoa. And I ended up sitting on Hollywood Boulevard. I had to sit on the ground on Hollywood Boulevard in front of the Chinese because I was so high. I was so wasted. I was so freaking out. And then the movie blew my mind.
Of course it did.
I'm like, oh, my God.
I don't remember you being that out of it. But
I
then you're
sat there
always
quietly. Yeah, usually
pretty out of it. I mean, let's be
that
honest.
That was a special day, though, man.
I had a weird time with Snoop at
with
the Playboy
Snoop.
Mansion.
At the Playboy Mansion?
Yes. My old job. It was a morning show here in town.
Right.
And
I've heard about it, I think.
We went to the Playboy Mansion. Snoop was our guest.
Right.
And he was in the grotto, which is the covered part of the swimming pool.
Oh, I think we all know the grotto.
And was smoking. And
sure.
His bodyguards were at the door. And I thought, hello, maybe I can sneak through. Maybe they know.
Oh, it's easy to get past his bodyguard.
No, but they recognized me from the show.
Oh,
so they're
okay.
Like, oh, okay. All right.
Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
So I go in and there's a pool full of topless women.
Mm-hmm. Sure. That's weird at the
almost
Playboy Mansion.
Not enough room for them. He was sitting across the pool.
Snoop.
Yes.
You've lived a weird life,
my
friend. That's awesome.
Smoking.
Right.
And there was a girl who was his bouncer that was standing in front of him so that all of the other girls could not get near him.
Right, sure.
And I just remember
looking
at him and saying, it didn't look like he knew that they were there. And I thought, I don't ever want to be that high.
I'm sure he's had them around for so long.
It's probably his everyday experience.
It's just, yeah, exactly. You know, you go to church, they're all around. You got your bouncer chick and all the other topless chicks hanging out, you know, smoking out while you're in the pew.
All right, so we're saying we hope it's nothing serious.
Yeah, no, of course. We love Snoop, man. I love Snoop. Massive respect to that dude.
But if it's not serious.
Right, if you're horsing around, buddy.
We'd like to take your calls on being too high. The time you were too high.
Oh, yeah.
When you realize, oh, man, this is getting out of hand.
I took too many edibles. Oh, that hit harder than I thought.
Edibles didn't hit at the right time. They hit at the wrong time.
There was
this
gentleman, you might remember, Wayne Jobson. He used to do Reggae Revolution on the other station.
Sure.
He brought back the most killer, stinky, green,
from Jamaica, man.
Boom! That hit. Wow! Wow. I don't even remember anything about that. But yeah, no, too high, it can be very annoying. It can be very freaky.
So 818-955-KLOS. The phone topic is you were too high.
You got too high.
818-955-KLOS.
Classic from Goathead Soup, Rolling Stones. Man, I remember that being on the radio all the time. I used to always hear that song, Angie, on KLOS.
It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We're talking about you were too high?
A few years ago, but I was hanging out with my girlfriend, and we're both probably about 22 at the time. And for whatever reason, she was like, "Hey, let's build a fort." And I was like, "All right, a fort sounds great."
No, that's awesome.
Years.
Yeah.
So it's me and my girlfriend and her sister's hanging out with us, and you know, we get all the chairs from the dining room and bring them into the room, and you know, we're throwing blankets over them and you know, pillows inside.
Sure,
right.
It's about 20 minutes. We have it all set up. We crawl into the fort, and of course, you know, let's smoke a bowl.
Yep.
So the bong comes in. My girlfriend packs it and passes it to me first. And
I don't like that noise.
Exactly. There's about. Around the time, I pretty much just started smoking, too, so I go to hit the bong, and I accidentally torched the whole bowl. I smoked the whole thing in one hit.
Bogarten, man, come on!
Oh, man, I took that hit, and it was all right for about 2 minutes, and after 3 minutes, you know, I'm getting dizzy.
Sure.
And it's like...
Fort is closing in, you're like, I don't think we really are up to code on this, it could collapse on us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I realize, I gotta go to work in an hour and a half.
Oh no. Dude!
I'm overthinking it, I'm like, they're gonna know I'm high, I just got a promotion, they're gonna fire me, I can't go to work, and so I had to end up calling off work that night, and just had to sleep that one off.
Oh, that raging paranoia. Isn't that weird? I mean, a fort, a blanket fort can scare you.
That's hilarious.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, it was bad.
That's beautiful, man. Thank you very much for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin Sligo.
Yo.
How are you today?
Good. You were too high?
So I make edibles.
Yep.
Right? So I'll put like a couple ounces in the crock pot, the butter, and go off to work. I didn't do that this time. This time I put the ounces in the crock pot, put the butter, turned it on, and about 2 hours later, I didn't even realize I had fallen asleep. When I woke up, I was so high, I wanted to puke.
Oh, no.
When I woke up again, I was like, oh, my God, I got to pick my other kid up from school. So I had to get my one daughter, who's older, I was like, you got to drive. I can't drive. She's like, Mom, are you okay? I'm like, no, I'm not okay. I'm really not. It was not okay.
Wow. Yeah, edibles can just jump on you without you knowing. Thank you for calling.
Your heart at once.
May I also say, please do not ever cook or bake something or whatever when you're high. I left the deep fryer on one time. I didn't even realize I had turned it on, and I came back into the room and it was smoking.
Yeah, it's not good.
Fire.
That's not good.
Be careful, kids. 818-955-KLOS.
You were too high.
Like a stoner, more like. That's what we're talking about, man.
See what you did there? It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. The KLOS name game is worth $5,900.
We're going to play in just a few minutes.
Before 5 o'clock. Right now, we are taking calls on the question, when were you too high?
So this is an end game, right? No, I'm sorry. But so I was invited to a sacred dance festival, and it's at this church way out in the middle of nowhere in the high desert, Franciscan church. And my girlfriend, who had invited me to it, had brought edibles with her.
Mm.
And just like the last person, edibles jump up on you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We're in the middle of a dance warm-up and being taught choreography. And then the guy who's the choreographer pulls me out, calls me out. He says, you're doing such a good job with this dance. We'll get in the middle of the class so everyone can follow you.
Oh, no.
Like, oh, I am so high. But okay, cool. I guess I'm feeling it.
In the church.
That's my story. Yeah, in a church.
So were you able to keep your, it probably seemed like you were dancing pretty slow after a while.
I mean, to me, it felt that way. I actually have videos of it.
And it was fine.
Good.
Right.
And you can't tell. All right, good.
Fun time.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys. Hi. One time I was so high, that damn wall heater, the buzz of it went right through my body. And that wind-up clock wouldn't quit playing Mary Had a Little Lamb. It ticks. Tick, 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 tick. That was a trip.
These all sound very familiar.
Yes.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Ooh, counted.
I'm sorry, what?
Jacob? Yeah, you sound like the station yesterday when we were breaking up.
We are doing well. We're talking about you got too high.
Oh, yeah. So here it is. My first year in college, made a lot of new friends. So essentially, they load me up. They say, here, this should be good for you. And it's a nice little, like, pea-sized drop, which is much more than what a first-timer should ever take.
Right. So they did the right thing. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Getting you on the right track.
So they say, pull it, go, go, go. And as I'm taking it, I look over at my friend, and he's going, oh, which let me know, oh, I'm about to get matched up.
Yep.
So I ended up coughing my lungs out for the next 5 minutes outside the van, crawled back in, and just sat comatose for the next hour, hearing sounds coming from, like, colors.
And yep.
Like weird nonsense. It was beautiful. It was also terrifying at the same time.
Right. Like, beautiful and terrifying.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going, man?
Good. Thank you. We're talking about you were too high.
I think that might be right this minute. Yeah.
One more early in the morning, getting ready for work, I always would take my bongits in the morning. And then one time I had some good stuff, man, and I just did it normal and everything. And my tradition was going to work, I would always go to I would always get a breakfast at the and you know how you order and then you pay at the first window?
Yeah.
Well, I placed my order, I paid at the first window, and I didn't stop to pick up my order.
You just drove off.
And I made it all the way to work like a half an hour later.
Oh,
and
my
I realized
God.
I didn't even have my food.
That's awesome. No way, man. That's pretty great.
There you go. Take my money, man. We're good to go.
Hey, man, I'm going to be dead honest with you guys. I quit for a week after that.
That would have scared me a bit. Of course. Of course.
Just a week, though. Just
hey,
a week.
Did Snoop go through a drive-thru and
don't
forget
know.
His food? Maybe
Do
that's what
know.
Happened.
Yeah. Awesome talking to you guys, man.
Give me five.
Floating.
Songs in a row.
Because it's low gravity on the moon.
I'm going to let you explain the theory behind the very complex Give Me Five today.
Well, in the 1960s, they promised me that by this age, I would be on the moon.
Right.
Men would be living on the moon.
Right.
And they're determined to do it. They're going to do it eventually.
Sure.
It's just getting a total ripoff. I'm thinking, let's say they're settled. Let's say it's 50 years from now, 2073.
Okay. All right.
And there's got to be a bar. You can't have
humans.
That's
the first thing is a bar.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So you go into the bar. What are they going to be playing on the jukebox? What are they going to be old songs they're going to be playing?
So we're looking for five songs that they would play in a bar on the moon.
In the future. Yes. Like classic rock songs.
Okay.
And clearly this one would probably turn up, but you know, Star Wars would be almost 100 years old by then.
Well, that's crazy.
Right. So 818-955-KLOS, songs that'd be playing in the bar on the moon. And our first one is from John Nichols, who hit us up on Twitter, at Kevin and Sluggo.
Frankenstein tweets, slightly bitchy philosopher dream chick meets the insecure Martian prophet.
I'm not sure
protein.
We have them. That sounds like something you would hear in the year 2073 on the moon in a bar.
He's just predicting.
Yeah, but I don't think we have that.
We don't yet, no.
That last one was for John Nichols. He suggested it on Twitter. We are at Kevin and Sluggo. And Kirk has suggested one. I got to tell you, we got a couple weird ones coming up already.
Yeah, of course.
I love these.
These are songs that you're going to hear in a bar on the moon. You think you're going to get normal?
Kirk has suggested Queen Flash. Which seems kind of perfect, actually. So here you go.
Hey, if I'm on the moon at a bar, they're definitely going to have B-52's Planet Claire on the jukebox.
Who are you?
Steve.
Steve, I couldn't agree more. How awesome did that sound?
Oh, it just sounds perfect right now.
Great request. Someone calling themselves SoCal Suns fan also asked for that one. And a lot of people have been asking for this guy.
Hey, this is Sammy Hagar.
I think we got time for one more Give Me Five. KLOS, hello.
How about some classic Police, because they like Walking on the Moon.
I love that song. I'll be honest with you, that was the whole reason I wanted to do this countdown, was to play this song. Walking on the Moon. Who are you?
This is Alan.
Alan, thanks for calling and reading my mind.
May the Schwartz be with you.
I got your space balls right here. I mean, come on. You're in a spacesuit. You're on the moon.
Sure.
You're listening to that song in your headphones.
In a bar.
Yeah, in a bar.
It makes sense.
Life is going to be good. I can't wait. I'll be very old, but I'm okay with that. Hey, we got $6,000. $6,000.
In the KLOS name game before 6 o'clock.
And we got one more person on hold. Hello, KLOS.
Deep Purple Space Trucking.
You know what? We're going to have to play that after these exciting commercial messages, but I don't think we can do a collection of songs that will be playing in a bar on the moon without that one. I think you're right.
Oh, absolutely.
Who are you?
This is Tim from Riverside.
Tim, the first round of blue drinks is on me.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
One last song for the jukebox in the bar on the moon by request, Deep Purple Space Trucking. Now I think we should do this one thing called... Dumb people on the moon.
Yep.
They ought to know.
Man becomes TikTok star by posing as a doctor in an actual hospital.
Oh, dude, come on, man.
Matthew Lani is his name. He's a young South African man. He has over 300,000 followers on TikTok.
Who doesn't?
He was recently arrested for allegedly posing as a doctor and sharing medical advice.
Why am I thinking that he is visiting a lot of female patients?
I don't know the answer to that. I didn't have that thought. 27-year-old Matthew Lani rose to internet fame when he started claiming that he was one of the youngest doctors in South Africa. Here's the thing, though. If you're doing this on social media, people can see that.
Yeah, it turns out that's kind of the whole point.
He told somebody that he was a wunderkind, that he skipped several high school grades.
That he's Doogie Howser.
Entering graduate at age 16 before enrolling in Wits University to study medicine.
And everybody at Wits is going, who's this guy?
All of the people were going, he didn't graduate from our high school.
No.
He didn't come to our college. We have no idea what's going on.
And why is he saying rub salt in that wound and stand upside down for your head wound? And I mean, it's a bad advice that guy was giving.
Last month, Matthew Lani was arrested inside the Helen Joseph Hospital in Johannesburg. He was wearing a hoodie and had a surgical mask over his face with a stethoscope around his neck.
I mean, I guess
he was doing it live on TikTok.
Really? Going in and talking to patients live on TikTok?
Yep. Oh, giving man. Giving advice as he strolled down the hallway. And it turns out he was easy to track because he was doing it on social media.
I'm sorry. If I'm going to fake I'm a doctor, I'm going into the pharmacy. That's all I'm doing. I'm going to talk to any patient.
Much smarter. See, you wouldn't be on this feature.
Nor would I TikTok it. Well, maybe. To invite Wolf to play along. A couple of dates there on the Foo Fighters tour.
Sounds very cool. Then it's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Snoop gave up smoke.
What?
What does that mean?
I don't know. What does that mean to the universe?
We are not sure. We talked to a lot of stoners, however, that told stories of actually being too high.
I wonder the last time Snoop thought he was too high. First grade? Second
Probably
grade?
First grade, yeah. A week from today is Thanksgiving. A week from tomorrow is Black Friday. Also, plumbers call a week from tomorrow Brown Friday. You can figure that one out yourself. And the next time we play the KLOS name game will be for $6,000.
All right, off I go to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Could you use $5,800?
Could I?
That's what it's up to right now for the KLOS name game. We will take caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
And your dialing music will be that new one from the Beatles that John had basically written at the Dakota. And the guys got together and put this together this year. It is Now and Then from the Beatles on KLOS.
What about this one?
Name game. Potentially better.
We have $5,800. KLOS, what is your name?
Hi, this is Susanna.
Hi, Susanna. How are you?
Good. good, thanks. How are you?
We're good.
Great.
You are caller 25.
Ooh.
That means you get to play the KLOS name game, which is up to $5,800. And we are looking for the name of one of Barbie's professions over the years.
Let me tell you, Hosanna, and this is a little weird. Last hour's guess was Zombie Barbie. I don't know that that exists.
I hope it does.
If it does, I'm going to get one for sure. But that was not wrong. And neither was Entomologist Barbie. That was wrong as well. So, Hosanna. Did you?
Susanna.
Susanna. I've decided you're Hosanna.
That will be your name from now on.
Yeah, you just call yourself that.
It has been proclaimed.
All right, Susanna, then, for $5,800, which Barbie do you think we're looking for?
I don't think I heard say roller skate.
Roller skating Barbie.
Roller skating Barbie.
I don't think I've heard that one on the list so far. Kevin, have you heard anyone guess that one?
I don't believe so.
And we were checking with the motherboard computer here at KLOS Radio.
I'm sorry. It's not correct.
Susanna / Hosanna? I thought that was a great guess. Well, sorry.
Thank you for playing. We appreciate it.
Yeah. And next hour, it'll be worth
$5,900. It is time for the KLOS name game.
And it's only $5,900, so you probably don't want to play. You should just sit this one out.
Or we'll take caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS, and good luck.
I think it's time we finally gave away a little cash. What do you think, Kevin?
Let's play the game.
All right, let's do it.
$1,900, KLOS. Who is this?
This is Teresa. Who's this?
I don't know. Hold on. Let me check my ID.
You don't have an ID.
So I have a Legoland driver's license.
It's Kevin and Sluggo, Teresa.
I know it's Kevin and Sluggo, but am I caller 25?
Yes. You're caller 25?
Yes, you are.
Yes, indeed.
Woo-hoo!
So you get to play.
Well, you get to I know who it is, and it's so awesome.
All right, hold on. We're looking for the name of one of Barbie's professions over the years.
Yeah, and the last couple guesses were roller skating Barbie and zombie Barbie.
All right, take it easy.
Teresa, you better win because you got a little lip on you there, honey.
Listen, it's the Barbie doll from she was in the band, and it's Beyond Pink. Beyond Pink was the name of the doll.
Beyond Pink.
It was a series that she was the lead singer, and the backup singers were Teresa, because that's my name, and she played the bass, and then Christy also played a guitar, and Barbie sang, and they sang Think Pink.
Are you calling about the Too High topic? Sorry.
Teresa, I feel like we should probably cross out the answer that's written here and write in yours because you were so sure.
I didn't even understand it.
I know it was.
You mean I didn't win?
No!
No!
You
didn't.
I get a t-shirt or something?
How about a nice pat on the back?
Okay, that'll work for now.
Yay. Yay. All right, well, yeah, you do that, Teresa. You for sure keep trying. We love you.
Okay, and thank you, Kevin and Sluggo.
You're welcome.
KLOS is number one.
You're the best. Why didn't she win?
I don't know.
She should have won.
Because she couldn't put together an answer.
And you will have to do that between 5 and 6 for your chance at
$6,000.
$6,000.
If you want to play the KLOS name game, now is the time. 818-955-KLOS for $6,000. We'll take caller 25. Good luck.
Sister.
Let's give away the money, shall we?
Yeah, let's just do it. I think someone should win this time.
KLOS, who is this?
My name is Johnine.
Hi, Johnine.
Johnine? You're caller 25.
No way.
It's true.
Oh, man. Yay.
You get a shot at $6,000 with the KLOS name game. We are looking for the name of one of Barbie's professions over the years.
And let me tell you, the last couple of guesses were Beyond Pink Barbie from one of my favorite contestants ever, Teresa, and Roller Skating Barbie. But those were wrong. So for $6,000, Who do you think we're looking for?
I think you're looking for Starfleet Officer Barbie.
Starfleet Officer Barbie.
She have like an actual Star Trek insignia, I assume?
She did, and she was an engineer.
Look at this. That's another one I think I might actually have to buy, because that's pretty cool. Mm. Oh, are you buzzing me or her?
Both.
Damn it.
I'm sorry.
Right on. Thanks for playing along. Thank you for letting me know there's another Barbie out there I apparently have to buy.
There is.
And keep listening for your chance to win a lot of cash in the KLOS name game. Jimi Hendrix Experience landed at number one on the U.S. album charts with Electric Ladyland, their third and final studio album on this day in rock, 1968. Marianne Faithfull, wearing a nun's habit with an open back, was David Bowie's special guest on an ABC show Midnight Special on this day in rock in 1973. He called it, 7 years before 1980, the 1980 Floor Show. Three albums from Rush were certified gold in the U.S. on this day in rock in 1977, 2112, All the World's a Stage, and A Farewell to Kings.